USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reaction continuing to come in after an interview Hunter Biden gave to ABC News discussing his international business dealings. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio reflects on that interview and Hunter Biden's work with foreign companies.
The $1 billion from a subsidiary bank of the Bank of China, this company in the Ukraine, where Hunter Biden had no experience, didn't know the language, no experience in the energy sector, and not an expert on Ukraine, gets this position. I think the American people, again, they saw this for what it is. They know it smells. They know it's wrong. And that's the fact.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Fort Worth Police Chief Ed Krause is apologizing to the community following the death of a woman who was killed inside her own home by a now former Fort Worth police officer. Krause says he wants the residents of his city to know he understands their frustration over the death. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 toward your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit toward your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
There could be a breakthrough in the contract dispute between the UAW and General Motors. GM employee Dwayne Winter hopes the strike ends soon.
Oh, I'm holding hope. Everybody wants to go to work. You just want to be, you know, treated decently. That's all. Nobody here wants to become, you know, millionaires or anything. We want to make a living, you know.
Speculation of a settlement increased after the union summoned the National GM Council to Detroit for a meeting scheduled for Thursday at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson is signing an executive order to discourage vaping among youth.
There has been a rapid increase in the use of vaping products, especially among our youth. People across the country are being hospitalized with life-threatening symptoms linked to vaping.
The order directs money to be spent in Missouri to develop a statewide campaign discouraging vaping for Missouri's youth. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Closed-door testimony continues at the House of Representatives for the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News the ongoing impeachment inquiry should become public.
It should be happening right now, but if they're not going to have these depositions in public for the entire country to watch in real time, then at least release the transcripts.
No one on the Democratic-like committee has responded to Zeldin's requests. California's biggest utility company is still taking some heat after last week's scheduled power shutdowns. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
California's top utility regulator blasting Pacific Gas and Electric for what she calls failures in execution during the largest planned power outage in state history that was aimed at avoiding wildfires. However, the California Public Utilities Commission Chief Mary Bell Batster says it created an unacceptable situation that should never be repeated. She's ordering a series of corrective actions, including a goal of restoring power after such incidents within 12 hours and not the utility's current goal of 48. The company said that it took the action because of dangerous wind forecasts, although it acknowledged that its execution of the plan was poor. While it shut off power to about 800,000 customers, it ended up actually impacting about 2.1 million Californians. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.